The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Samantha Rex Spanish and a lack of action. Samantha Rex Spanish and a lack of action. Keep this quick. We've all got things to do. This quickie podcast features Samantha Rex. She's our new friend who's going to come in every Wednesday, every hump day, and talk about not only sex, because she's an escort, but also sobriety, because she's sober, much like me. Also, I'm looking for a Spanish buddy, not just a buddy who's hailing from Española. Someone who wants to come on a Spanish journey with me. We're going to learn Spanish together. Also, how long were you out of action for? Dave the Duck has had his penis whittled down to a lame excuse for a cashew nut. We talked about how long you had to take a break from the hoo-hoo-ha-ha. Enjoy the quickie.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lakey Late Show quickie.
2020 is the year of this.
Samantha X. Sex and sobriety.
Welcome, Samantha X. That's weird. You sound excited and loving life, but I know you're sober. How can these two things coexist?
I've seen the light.
No, this is very good. We thought for 2020 on a Wednesday, a bit of hump day fun with a bit of sex. Of course, Samantha X, those who aren't familiar, is an ex-escort, very high class. Ex-escort slash my celebrity free pass.
Sometimes ex-escort, sometimes escort. Yeah,
it's really?
Well, but it's like, I'm in, I'm out. Yeah, they're in, they're out.
Yeah, every now and then, bored on a Saturday, get a text from quite a wealthy client. Hey, boob, I'm in town. All right, come on then.
Yeah, all right.
We know this jig. And then the sobriety aspect as well, because it's quite interesting. Hashtag 5 years sober for me. Every day is a struggle.
Here we
and
go.
You're coming up to the 1 year sober mark as well.
I know. I can't believe it. I haven't thrown up in a toilet for a whole year.
Congrats on that. Well, let's start with a bit of sex. And let me just start with a little something that I did on holiday. And I need level heads. No, I need level heads from both of you.
We don't judge. Just tell us.
Good. I sometimes do.
No. And this is big. I don't think I've ever given a warning before. I'm giving a warning right now that if you're not a fan of my furthest right-leaning stuff, change channel. Because this is going to rock your biscuits.
I know. Don't change channel. This is really good.
Change channel. No, I'm serious. Change channel. You've been warned. This may be one of the weirdest things I'm ever going to say. When I was on holiday in Thailand, one night I decided to pleasure myself, right? And I thought, who am I going to do it over? You know, I did it over.
What are you going to say? Don't say this, Lakey.
Myself.
Oh, what?
How interesting, right?
I know.
Level head.
Like you
think
having sex with another woman, or
no,
just you?
No, me.
Like wandering
in the,
down
in the bed.
Beach.
No, me in the bed with me.
Was anyone else in the bed with you?
No. Oh, this was all imagining. I was imagining. It was me. It was a self love thing. I was like, how would I come across?
Great.
In the bedroom, they're thinking about how people view me, and it was very weird. And then I got into this existential thing where if you could clone yourself in the privacy of your own home with your own clone, would you bang him?
Only a man would think of that.
I'm lost for words.
It's a real head scratcher.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So, what came first, the thought of you or the erection? Because if you say the thought of you came first, then I'm worried for you, Danny.
I was brushing my teeth. I had my shirt off. Nah, the erection first.
I'm actually really disappointed you didn't say me.
I was wondering where it was going, but himself was not what I was picturing.
It's a very interesting thing to think about, and I seriously encourage everyone to try it at least once. It's a self-love thing.
You should swipe right to your profile.
Yeah, I would.
Hey, I've had a friend who she's been dating a guy for a while, but they're not fully exclusive.
Mm.
But she's telling me, like, it's almost like cheating hacks or cheating habits. And she was telling me how if she's hanging out with him, that she will turn her phone on the do not disturb mode so that nothing will pop up if there's, you know, like her side man.
Oh,
messaging
so she's
her.
Cheating.
Yeah. But there's got to be. So obviously girls are doing it as well, but you would have
girls
some
are very smart for cheating.
Yeah. Well, I know a bloke who put it on airplane mode, and he used to say because he wanted the undivided attention with her, but deep down he was hiding the other things. Very similar.
You must have seen a few cheating scandals in your day.
I've heard a lot of men lying. And I can just tell you this, that they lie extremely well. It's like it just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
They can make the whole eye contact thing. You know, they say a liar like looks like scratches their nose or you know, doesn't make eye contact. These men do make eye contact and lie outright.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Have you ever had clients where you'll be with them and whether you know they're married or not, but their missus calls them? Whilst they're hanging out with you?
Yes.
Would they answer the phone? Or?
Some words, like psychopaths. Wow. And the things that come out of the... Sorry, if any of my clients are listening, you're not psychopaths. I really need that $1,000. Thank you very much. My BSBA number is... it actually startles me. Or it startled me when one man was telling his wife he's working late in the office. And I thought, fuck, I could... I've rung up my boyfriends and they've said that they've been in.
Are we back on the air? Oh, yeah. Samantha Rex, you can't swear. You can't say the F word. Otherwise, otherwise Cabanossi has to press the dump button.
I thought I suddenly got a burst eardrum and I couldn't.
Hang on, what's going on here?
I was just talking about the sex scene where, oh no, you just deleted it, don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, it's interesting that sometimes, man, they can be that brazen and answer something, but I'd freak out. If I ever was to do that, I'd freak out and press through.
Don't pretend you haven't done it.
No, I cheated. No, it's been a long time since I cheated, but I haven't been in many relationships since then either. So it's kind of.
Word got round, did it?
Not at all. I was an insecure boy back in the day. Hey, let's talk some sobriety next, all right? Because for the first time in a couple of years for me, I had some real temptations and I was sitting down in Thailand thinking, hang on a second, maybe I should go a cheeky Chang. What's it going to hurt? That's the devil on me shoulder saying, go on, treat yourself. Talk about it next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie. Samantha X, sex and sobriety.
All right, we've talked enough about the sex, guys. Let's get on to the sobriety, of course. Me, 5 years, 3 months, and 8 days sober. Hashtag every day.
How did you do it? How do you do it?
Well, the same way you're doing it. You're about 10 or 11 months sober.
Yeah, nearly a year.
I'm just doing the same as what you're doing.
Day by day.
Yeah, well, no, there gets to a point, I guess, where it's not day by day anymore.
Yeah. I can't wait to get to that point.
Well, we were speaking off the air before, and you were saying that because alcohol was such a big demon in your life, as well as mine, as well as a lot of people's out there, whether you're sober at the moment or thinking about trying to give up, lay off, or you're powerless to the beast, no matter where you are on the spectrum, it's important to design your new life with less temptation. So you say that your social life has taken a big knock, which sucks, but it's the reality of it, right?
Well, I don't particularly enjoy hanging around bars anymore.
No.
I mean, it's okay for a half an hour, but any more than that, everyone gets pissed and I get bored.
Yeah. Yes. And everyone's annoying when they're drunk and you're sober.
So annoying. I'm just like I used to be. Super annoying.
There's a small segment of people out there, and it really pisses me off, these people. They're like, yeah, I'm the designated driver and we go clubbing every weekend. I love it. It's so fun. My friends are so funny and I love to dance and drink water. I hate you. Yeah. I hate you.
How do you do it?
My dancing has not improved, let me tell you. Yeah. But, you know, anyone who thinks they may or may not have a problem with alcohol, try stopping. I mean, I didn't think I had a problem until I stopped. And then when my life changed so much by stopping in almost a year, I realised, I look back and I think, I did have a problem. You know, my life was becoming unmanageable. I was doing dumb stuff. So, yeah, if you think you have a problem, try stopping for a month. See how easy or hard that is for you.
Even, like, my friend group who, like, we all drink quite regularly, but the way that you feel the next day, like, how shit you feel and how everyone is like, oh, I feel so shit for 2 days after, it almost makes, like, I'm nowhere near as bad as I used to be drinking. I used to go, you know, like, Friday, Saturday night. But now even if just one big night, I'm like, oh, I don't know about that anymore.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
It's important to design your life, like you said, away from these sort of temptations. So, yeah, your social life takes a hit. And I've manufactured a life now where it's just not a thing on Friday, Saturday nights for me to go out. Yeah, I'll be doing other stuff or I've got different hobbies or I've got different ways to fill my time. However, when I was in Thailand, all of a sudden, for the first time in a few years, because we were staying at backpackers hostels, my mate was drinking, the people we met, they're just drinking constantly. Mm. I genuinely had these feelings of, shit, like, so I feel like a beer again. I really do.
So
you know what I do?
What?
24-hour contract with myself. I say, right, you're craving a beer now. You're still craving it in 24 hours' time. You go hell for leather, big boy. But the second you stop that craving, that 24 hours resets.
Yeah, well, exactly. You take the power away. Mm. You take that power away of the alcohol.
It's the one non-negotiable. Yeah, your 24-hour contract. Right. That's the only non-negotiable I've got.
That's amazing. I mean, it's not easy giving up alcohol. It's everywhere. Alcohol is everywhere. I went to have a tattoo done in the Gold Coast a while ago, and then I was a bit early, and he said, you know, it's like midday. Well, why don't you go and get a beer and come back? And number one, I don't drink beer. And number two, go and get a beer. Like,
yeah, like how's that his excuse? What to do?
Yeah.
Kill time. Yeah. Good. It was good though. Those were fun. I love those midday beers. They were good. I miss them.
I never used to have midday beers. And also, can I just say, to have a problem with alcohol or to want to stop drinking alcohol, you don't have to drink in the mornings and drink every day. It can be your drinking's a problem for you. Don't compare yourself to anyone else.
Yeah.
You know, some people can handle alcohol.
Yeah. It's one of those peculiar drugs.
Yes, indeed.
Alcohol speaks all over the world. Hey, we'll be doing a few more of those chats over the next few weeks, the sex and sobriety. Samantha X, thanks for coming in. We'll see you next week again.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Daniel Lake Late Show quickie.
Looking for a Spanish buddy. And I don't mean someone who already speaks Spanish, who can teach me. I want someone at the grassroots. Someone who's an English speaker, much like me. You know how many years I've said I'd learned Spanish for, Shuey Louie?
10.
No, 4. 4 years. I've started the new year and said, right, New Year's resi. I'm going to learn a language and it's going to be Spanish. Because Spanish, not only is it in Spain, it's in pretty much the whole of Central and South America.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a very Latin language. Everywhere in South America apart from Brazil speaks Spanish.
But Spain's far away from Mexico.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. It's something about colonialism or whatever. But I never realised either until I was like 23, 24. And the weird thing is they don't usually teach Spanish in Aussie primary schools. It's either French or Japanese or Italian. So it's weird that you wouldn't include Spanish. It's so common.
Mexican Spanish.
Mexican Spanish, yeah.
The language Mexican is Spanish.
That's it. I used to think they spoke Mexican as well, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
Chile, they're speaking Spanish, not Chilean.
Wow, eye-opening.
Yeah. So this is a language that I want to learn in 2020. And I thought, well, what better way to learn than to have someone else starting at the same level as you? With technology these days, you can use an app. What's it called? We talked about
Duolingo.
It earlier. Ah, that's it. Sorry, I was thinking Dua Lipa. I was like, yeah, no, that's an artist. We can both learn together. We'll both be tested each Wednesday together. Looking for a Spanish commitment on 13, 10, 60.
Looking for a Spanish party! Looking for a Spanish party!
Hola, sí, sí, una cerveza, por favor.
That means one beer, please. I learned that today on Dua Lipa. 13, 10, 60. I'm looking for a Spanish buddy. Someone else who wants to start this year. So you know what? New year, new skill, new me. We'll learn week by week. We'll practice in our own time on the Duolingo app. Every Wednesday, Shuey Louie will test us. Healthy competition, helping us get better at our Spanish. Listeners can passively play along in the car as well. Who knows? Could be the start of an amazing friendship where
they're going to be stuck with you for a whole year.
Yeah, every Wednesday.
I don't think we'll get many calls.
No, they'll get to have time off like us, like when we have a holiday mid-year and stuff. They won't have to be on the phone that
language
week.
Doesn't sleep, Lakey.
think of how good this would be. Maybe me and this person could end up going and backpacking around South America at the end of the year.
You're just looking for a friend.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, well, wow. You found the chink. You found the chink in the armour. You happy now? Absolutely, I'm looking for a friend. A Spanish friend. An amigo, let's say. Jennifer on 13, 10, 60. Welcome to the show. Hola.
Hola, papi.
Oh,
I like that. I like that. I like that. Talk to me through this puppy thing because it sounds sexual. I'm sure it's not sexual, but it's sounding sexual.
I'll be your niggle puppy.
God, this is my language. This is my language. I mean, what
is going on here?
What it sounds like, though, is that you're already quite traversed in the language of Spain.
No, it's only like a few words.
Just know hola puppy. Nice.
More than like he knows.
Si, hola, and una cerveza, por favor, which means one more beer, please, which is terrible for me because I'm sober,
yeah,
so I won't be using
that.
Okay, so keep in mind that many, many people have called up here, Jennifer, and I can only choose one person. And this is, it's going to look silly if the person I pick 3 weeks in is like, oh, sorry, no, I don't want to do this every Wednesday anymore. I sort of had a rush of blood to the head back in January. And now I've reassessed the year and 2020 doesn't look like it'll end in a Spanish conversation and a South American backpacking trip. Are you committed to travel? Are you committed to the learning of the Spanish language?
Yes, I am. I'm actually off to Europe in 3 months. And I'm gone for 2 months.
See, si, puppy.
I'll be heading to Barcelona.
She's gone for 2 months of the year, Lakey.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
You'll lose your partner for 2 months.
Yeah, you may have just shot yourself in your own foot there. Look, we've got a few more calls coming through. Let me just test the waters here. I don't know what else is out there. Daniel, hello.
Yep, hello. How are you?
Yeah, good. No, it would have been weird if he greeted me with hola puppy as well.
Hola puppy.
This sounds like a man who's at the grassroots level, much like me. No knowledge of Spanish, Daniel?
Well, I know uno, dos, tres, but that's from like any 2000s. Song,
really. Single says.
Yes. Okay, good.
Yep.
And are you a man who's available to travel later on in the year, maybe at the end of the year?
I think I have no plans up until 2022, to be honest, in terms of travel anyway.
Great. He's got a few spare years. He's got nothing to do for 2 years, apart from hang around on Duolingo all day. And, yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. All right, well, let's go to Bianca. Hello, Bianca.
Hola, Danny.
Oh, nice. So you clearly haven't learnt the word puppy yet, which we can learn probably in tutorial two on Duolingo.
Absolutely.
Hola, Bianca. Hola, mommy.
No.
So you also are excited by the challenge, new year.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I'm excited by two other new things and I'm committed to those. So I'm committed to this if I get in and, for sure. And I love travelling and definitely committed to going travelling with you.
Very enthusiastic. I like the sound of Bianca.
Sounds like a job interview. Yeah, I'm not going to pay you. You know this, right? It's all for free. It's all for free.
No, that's cool.
Mommy, see. That giggle's got you over the line. You got the
Big
job.
On.
You got the job.
Okay.
Me and you in Machu Picchu this December. We got a lot of work ahead of us.
Heaps of work.
A few Duolingo tutorials.
I'll be texting you every Wednesday.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll keep each other accountable. This is good. We'll get all your details off the air. Next Wednesday will be the first test. We'll download the Duolingos. We'll be traversing. And, hopefully. Oh, I feel good about this now. I feel real good. And thanks to everyone who called through. You guys can obviously listen along the way and play along at home as well. But I mean, if you want to come backpacking with us, slide into Mummy and Puppy's DMs.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
Duck named Dave has to have penis removed after being overly amorous with ladies. Come on, Dave.
Where is a duck's little pee-pee?
Underneath, I think on the bottom. I think he uses it.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
Well, I mean, how often are you snorkeling in a pond going underneath a duck?
Sniffing around for a little duck, Pippi.
Just ticking off your boxes. No, haven't seen a pet. Ah, there we go. Yep. Can rest easy now. Onto the giraffes. I imagine that it's right at the bottom, like underneath, almost like a rudder on a sailing ship steering the way.
Yeah, like straight down.
Yeah, little, I reckon.
Yeah, I agree.
Dangling around, yeah.
Great chat.
Fishing for food. The owner of a duck has been forced to intervene after the little guy injured himself having sex with his female companions up to 10 times a day. All right, feisty duck. Feisty duck. The duck's owner, Josh Watson, claims the bird was mating with its female companions, Dora, Edith and Frida, up to 10 times a day. So not only do you have yourself a rowdy duck, it's a swinging duck who's spoilt for choice with other hot ducks. Dora, Edith, and Frida, and I've got a photo here. I don't blame Dave, to be honest. These are like three of the most majestic ducks I have ever seen.
You're a sicko.
As a result, Dave got a nasty infection. He was provided antibiotics and his owner was tasked with washing his penis daily. But as the duck kept trying to have sex, it unfortunately didn't do the trick. That's the thing with a duck. If you're washing its penis, he's probably getting excited about that. He's probably shooting Peter to pay Paul. Vets decided the only thing they could do to make Dave more comfortable was to remove his penis, leaving 1 centimetre behind, which I think is even crueler than taking the whole thing.
Oh, Dave, so he's left with a little Cheerio.
Little micro pain.
Oh,
yeah.
Dave.
Half a twig. That's the thing. If you ever got
poor duck.
If I'm ever in an accident and I'm in a coma for a few days and they're like, Lou, we've got to remove his penis, should we leave 1 centimetre or should we just cut it all off?
I'm going to leave the centimetre.
No, don't you dare.
I'm going to say, he told me live on the radio to leave the centimetre, please.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Take it all. Leave nothing. Just a bare patch of pubis. Pubis. His owner says he's doing just fine, but he's understandably a bit upset about it all. He continued to say how most ducks only act that way during mating season, but Dave doesn't ever calm down. Well, Dave, you got too greedy, and guess what? You're spending a long time on the sidelines now. Dora, Edith, and Frida, they're not going to want that 1 centimetre micropeen.
They're not waiting around for that Cheerio, Dave.
You call that a duck cock? No, too far, sorry.
If only he could say, quack, don't take that penis from me.
Come on. Leave 3 centimetres. Come on, it's not infected down there. Come on, it's just at the base. Come on. That ain't 1060. How long have you been out of action for? Because Dave the duck, he's done for life now. He's on the sidelines.
Retired.
He's taking a dry spell. How long have you been out of action for?
Call me. What was your injury? And how long did it put you out of action?
So I don't think we'll go dry spells on 13 10 60. I think we'll go you were sexual, you were active, you've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, and there may be some sort of gruesome injury. Put it on the back foot. It might not be a genitalia injury, by the way.
No,
maybe it's an internal thing. Maybe it's like, oh, you had your appendix out, you're not supposed to bang for 2 weeks. So I don't know. Could be an injury. Could be a pregnancy. Maybe some stitches. And then a few weeks later, there was some glitches in the stitches. Yeah. And it pushed you back again.
I remember grim calls here.
Yeah, could do. I remember I had a hydro seal about 7 or 8 years ago. A hydro seal is nothing to be alarmed at, but it is when a small bit of fluid latches onto the side of one of the testes. And the doctor said, well, you can operate if you want, or you can just have a hydro seal for the rest of your life. I thought, well, we'll operate on it. Had I have known the pain after waking up, I wouldn't have done it. I was in a diaper for a few days.
How old were you?
Oh, like 23, 24.
Lakey just wandering around with his fat little diaper.
And I was a bicycle courier at the time, so I couldn't work for 3 weeks. Anyway, out of action for, yeah, I'll say 3 weeks. Let's set the bar at 3 weeks. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And when I say out of action with the ladies and out of action with myself. Mm. Not even a will to do it.
No touching that Cheerio.
Nah, didn't even want to. 13 10 60. If we get any calls, it'll be a small miracle. injuries, pregnancies, stitches, glitches. How long are you out of action for, Shannon?
Yes. So I've been out of action since the end of September.
Wow.
It's not going away anytime soon. So probably still another 3 months away. Yeah, it sucks.
Oh, Shan.
Not in my wildest dreams did I even consider that we'd have a current out of action situation. I thought these would be funny lols from the past. So a couple of months, genitalia based or other?
No. So I busted my back and as I said later before, I did after a couple of months, I was like, surely I'll be all right. And I put myself all the way back to where I did at the start. And I was like, this is great.
Tried to get back on the horse and it didn't work.
No, just too early. A week too early.
Yep. Yeah, I think months too early at this stage.
Really? Reverse cowgirl is very strenuous on the bottom vertebrae as well. So,
what about being a starfish? That might work.
Oh, yeah. No, she doesn't like that. No? Cass, on Trust you, and that's your advice. What
just
if you just
lie
play,
here, Dal?
Play the sexy role of a sea star? That's what I do. Cass on 13 10 60. How long are you out of action for?
2 weeks.
Yep. 2 weeks too long, in Cass's opinion. What happened?
Trying to do the splits, and we switched just a little tad too far. It was the worst pain a girl can imagine.
I want to just get to where I can get to and then get myself on the precipice. So was it the sideways splits or the frontways ones?
The frontways.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, yeah. No, that's strain. That's strains and tears.
I slipped. It was...
Oh.
But honest, I can feel that. I can feel it right now, Kat.
Yeah. I'm right on my sweet spot as well. That's not all. God. Oh. Sponge baths, though? Sexy sponge baths in the interim?
Oh, no, nothing like that. It was just the
not
worst
sexy
thing.
At all, like it.
No.
Okay.
Traumatic.
Fair enough.
You kind of waddle for a while.
Oh. Yeah. Like the duck, Dave.
We've got Dave the duck.
That's
Mark.
Right.
Yes, thank you. Mark on 131060. Hello.
How you going?
Good, thank you. You've been out of action for a while?
Yeah, 5 weeks I had. Had a bit of an accident with a grinder, doing a bit of cutting with a grinder. It jammed and jumped into my lap and ended up with 7 stitches in the shaft and about another 5 in the sack. So,
That'll do it. That'll do it.
Oh, yeah, certainly did. Couldn't wait to see if it still worked.
Yeah. How many centimetres were left afterwards?
Nah, it didn't take it off. It just cut pretty deep and along the side. So I'm pretty lucky.
Imagine if it just chopped off the top of Dave's.
Imagine, yeah. Well, this is Mark.
Oh.
You're getting Mark confused.
I'm getting confused
with Dave the duck with the 1 centimetre penis.
Oh, I try to do it.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more, though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.